Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the Easter Vigil, and the readings are from Cycle B.
By the way, did you notice the extra verse? Did you feel that last letdown with those last words? The thud? Then they went out and fled from the tomb, seized with trembling and bewilderment. They said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. That was Mark's original ending to this gospel. And that later motivated copyists to add an ending, several of them. But that letdown happens even now. When we hear good news but fail to live it, to share it, to rejoice in it. All the way through Israelite history, it was that same ka-chunk when they didn't live the good news. You know, we want to feel the resurrection high tonight. But the question is, are you willing to live it tomorrow? The gospel began bravely enough. Three faithful women coming to anoint the body of Jesus. Theirs is a wonderful doggedness. They came without even knowing who would roll that stone away. But fidelity ruled their hearts. They were tenacious and brave. And this really is what New Testament faith is about. It's not about having an answer in your head, not believing a content, but trusting fidelity to Jesus himself. They expected a closed tomb and a body, and they got an open tomb and a young man. Dressed in white with glorious good news, do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. So what is Mark doing with that crazy ending? I confess, I don't get it at first glance. These women had been brave enough to follow Jesus. Brave enough to be at the cross. And faithful enough to come to anoint him. And certain enough that they'd find somebody to move that stone. Perhaps the stone is our heart's fears. They had already been brave, and now they're afraid? Really? I want to suggest, if it were historically accurate, then how in the world did this gospel ever come to be written if no one delivered the message? It just doesn't make sense unless Mark was not concerned with history at that moment, but addressing a very personal problem. It was a problem that his Roman Christian community faced. A problem that we still face. Aren't we often, like the women described, timid? We have such great news, but when was the last time that you or I actually shared it with somebody? Actually said, I believe. So let's recapture the situation in which this gospel was written. Mark's Roman community, it was written for a Roman community, had been living on an Easter high ever since Jesus rose from the dead and the gospel had been preached. The early Roman community experienced the heady rush of growth. They saw miracles and lived in a dynamic community, a growing community. Everyone was just one or two handshakes away from an eyewitness. Paul wrote in 54, For I handed on to you what I received, that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still living. And after that, he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me. Everyone knew a witness or a person who did. But 10 years later, everything began to go terribly wrong. Times had become hard and dangerous. Christians became Nero's scapegoat for his urban renewal, which resulted in large sections of Rome being burned. Persecutions began and hatred mounted. Peter and Paul were martyred. Meanwhile, in the Holy Land, the Jewish revolt had begun. War and death followed the Roman army as it marched from Syria to Jerusalem. Famine and pestilence followed in their wake. Jerusalem was captured, and its streets were carpeted with bodies, so thick you could walk the streets and never touch the stones. The whole way of life ended. Jewish Christians became the object of Jewish animosity because they refused to fight against Rome, while Rome called them atheists and traitors. Mark wrote his gospel in that turbulent time. This was not a good feel moment. They needed to know that their sufferings and struggles, their ostracism and even death made sense. And Jesus had gone before them through death. In fact, he entered into death merely totally to say, "Be not afraid, I've been there, and I have a life that'll destroy that death." But now they're tempted by timidity and silence. They heard good news, but are tempted not to share it. Mark's community was feeling in their days what the apostles felt on Good Friday, life-threatening danger. Good Friday is good only in retrospect. In reality, it was hell. Hatred seemed greater than love, evil greater than good. And attempted every apostle except one. And only one was not a coward. They abandoned the one they loved. On that hellish Friday, humanity said no to God in Jesus. But the Father is the Lord of history. By raising Jesus from the dead, he shouted back at us, a forgiving and life-giving yes. The question remains, would the apostles return? Would the women conquer their fear? Apparently they did. They found the voice of good news. We're here because of them. Did Mark's Roman Christians choose fidelity by sharing their trust in Jesus risen? They did. They conquered the darkness of their day by a fidelity kept the focus on Jesus risen. Roman Christians grew and conquered an empire. And by the way, if you haven't noticed, we're still around. But that young man's message, the angel's challenge, remains still. Will you share the message? He is risen. I am convinced of this. When the message is not shared, it dims in our hearts. Have you noticed that a love not spoken is less intense a love? A joy that is not shared is really not as joyful as it could be. Don't let timidity make us cowards. Will you have faith? Not the faith in the head that only asserts, but the faith that trusts, the joy that shares. This year, I challenge you to share the good news. Some in the church would have us confront the world and do battle. But confrontation is just another form of violence. When Christians go ideological, they become dangerous. We're to be good news, not bad news. The medieval dictum, the dictum of the scholastics, is very simple and very telling. God moves by attraction, not by coercion. The young man, the angel, gave us the message that is to be shared. Christ is risen. Your job, my job, is to make God's love visible by the love we have. They will know you are Christians by your love. Mark's challenge to the women, to his Roman community, remains for us. Living the resurrection is a daily choice to be forgiving and life-giving. Will you be messengers that Christ is risen? You're the body of Christ. You carry the risen Lord. It's in the sharing that it becomes real. Now, this night I will baptize, receive, and confirm. But it's really Jesus Christ who is doing it. In baptism, he makes the baptized sons and daughters of the Father. In confirmation, he pours out his Spirit, sending them to share good news. In Eucharist, we are united with sinew and blood of Christ himself. Brothers and sisters to all humanity, it's not enough to do church. We have to be the church. So I want to say a very, very, very special word of thanks to those who will be baptized, received, and confirmed. You have a fearless spirit. This is not the normal, typical thing that people do. You took a risk of looking at your faith and your life again. You made a decision. And it is beautiful. And it is wonderful.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.